But here's the most obvious reason why people are barren spiritually, okay? Lack of soul winning.
Amen.
Bottom line, I mean, you can't get it simpler than that. You just don't go soul winning. Yeah. Or here's the thing, pastors want to grow their church or they want to do something great for God, but they're not soul winning. Look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 says, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which are say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. So we see this church, they had all their ducks in order, spiritually speaking. I mean, they were trying the apostles, you know, the luz del mundo. They knew that they were wicked. You know, they spoke against the Mormons. They had all their ducks in order. I mean, they were doing good. They were doing the bus ministry. They had all their Sunday school classes. They had all the right things, and they looked right. But guess what? They weren't soul winning. They had left their first love. What's the first love? Telling people about Christ. I mean, you think of the time when you got saved, okay? For most people, the first time they get saved, you know who they want to tell about the Lord? Their family and their friends. They may not be complete or perfect in how they present the gospel, right? But they want to. Why? Because they love the fact that Jesus saved them and they want Jesus to save their family and friends. But you know what? Christians have gotten to a point, and the reason they are barren in their Christian life 10 years, 15, 20 years later is because they stopped soul winning themselves. They're getting themselves involved in a bunch of work that's not soul winning. Okay? And what do? And this is one of the, I'm getting ahead of myself, they're expecting their congregation to go soul winning and not them. They'll go do their two visits. Right? I mean, I've had congregants tell me, yeah, my pastor, what he does is he sends me out with the map, expects me to go soul winning, and I say, can I go with you? And he says, oh, I got to go do these visits, and then I got a meeting, and then I got to go to Starbucks, and then I got to, you know, he's got to do a whole bunch of other stuff, you know? No, you need to make time for soul winning, okay? Or else you will die spiritually. Now look, some people bring forth fruit more than others. I mean, tonight, when we take soul winning numbers, you'll hear people, six. You know, I'm like, man, six, good night. You know, or five, three. Everyone bears different amounts of fruits, obviously, okay? But here's the point. You need to bear fruit.
Amen.
Okay? But what do we have to do? We have pastors that are fruitless. They're barren. Their womb is not bearing fruit. Why? Because they're just not soul winning. And you know why? Because they don't think it works.
Yep.
But who cares what you think? Just do it. Because it's supposed to be done. You know, and the reason many of the old churches and the old IFB are dying is because of this matter right here. They're not soul winning. You know, they started observing the liberal churches and how they have 5,000, 10,000. Yeah, 10,000 dead corpses. That's what it is. You know, you go, I remember I used to travel down the 710 freeway, and 710 for a while had this thing where just dead animals would just, you know, they get hit. There's like a pit bull. And you would see a pit bull lying there on the ground. I was like, man, that thing got wiped out. You know, that thing was cool. And then like the day later, it was like really big. And then the next day it would be like swelling up. It was huge. And the reason why is because all the maggots and stuff and the gases were coming out. That was a very big corpse. But you know what? It was dead. So a lot of these liberal churches, they have these big, huge attendances. Yeah, that looks good and fine and dandy on the outside, but it's dead on the inside.
Yep.